KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Good evening, I'm Simon Lopez, and this is KBBI's Evening News for Friday, September 11th, 2026. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi novel. But a California-based company literally made it rain last month over part of the Kenai Peninsula. Officials with the aptly named Rainmaker say they generated millions of gallons of rainfall by flying a drone into a cloud and dispersing a chemical. While company leaders are calling the test a success, journalist Max Graham reports that local residents and officials say they were blindsided by the experiment. Graham wrote about the experiment in the Anchorage Press and told Alaska Public Media's Wesley Early that it all began in the skies above Catchback Bay on August 23rd.
The drone went way up in the sky. It had some flares on it with a chemical called silver iodide and released the flares into what's called a super cool cloud and let out the silver iodide into this cloud and effectively, according to the company, generated 19 million gallons of water that fell, I think mostly as rain, in the Homer area. Which that sounds like a lot. Spread out across a wide area, it's like less than a tenth of an inch, maybe a hundredth of an inch of water. So on the ground, maybe not even noticeable. But according to the company, 19 million gallons of water was created that day.
Yeah, it sounds a lot like sci-fi. This process is called cloud seeding. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's a technology that I'd sort of loosely heard of, didn't really think it was legit. And apparently it's something that companies have been testing for decades, going back to like the 40s. But it's sort of been generating a lot more interest recently, just as areas, particularly in the lower 48, face drought and sort of water supply issues. That's this company's main focus, is sort of operations in like Utah and trying to, you know, get levels back up in Salt Lake in Utah or in the Colorado River, or to sort of help ski resorts that are struggling with a lack of snow. And so that's what their focus is. But they came up here to Alaska to do what they said was just a sort of test in the summer when the conditions are better here for it.
Why are Alaska's conditions better?
So they say that they need just the right temperature and the right kind of cloud, what I mentioned, the super cool cloud. Pretty much the sort of water droplets in the sky have to be cold enough so that they freeze when the silver iodide gets released. The folks at this company that I spoke to said that Alaska really is like the place to do that in the summer. In the winter, they can do it in the lower 48, which is really where they're actually focused on.
So how is the local Homer community and lawmakers, have they responded to this drone launch?
It really struck a nerve, and I mean, or that might be putting it lightly. There's been a lot of backlash from elected officials on the Kenai Peninsula and across the political spectrum too. Conservative political leaders, also environmental advocates I spoke to, are concerned. I think there's a mix of concerns. One is the mayor of the Kenai Peninsula borough didn't know about it until after the fact, and there's a sort of question of was there enough public notice and sort of community outreach in advance? And then, you know, an environmental advocate I spoke to in Homer, you know, has concerns just about, you know, what does this technology do to the environment, or, you know, is there a health and ecological risk? The company says that's totally safe. You know, they say they released 375 grams of this stuff, that's less than a pound of it. and over this really wide area, and it like doesn't really appreciably change at concentrations on the ground of it. It's also sort of caught, I think, state regulators on the back foot a little bit. Department of Environmental Conservation sort of did a review and just sent a long letter to legislators saying there's not a regulatory framework for this, and so, you know, there's no DEC permit that regulates it that Rainmaker needed to get. And so there's like just it sparked this discussion at the sort of regulatory level, but also on the ground on social media. There's tons of concerns just about like what, this company from California came and made it rain here. Like, what the heck?
What has Rainmaker said in response to these concerns?
I mean, they say they did do outreach. They said they met with the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, you know, before they did this. And according to the company, they presented a plan of operations that said they were going to be doing cloud seeding, and DNR pretty much told them you're allowed to use a drone for research purposes without a permit on state land. You know, my sense just in my reporting is that the backlash and this operation like has kind of confused regulators, and also really sparked discussion of, like, should there be regulations, and what would that look like?
It sounded like they understood the backlash, though. Rainmaker did.
Yeah, and I mean, they said they, you know, really want to do more outreach. They've been very responsive and they've helped me in my reporting, like, get information. And it sounds like they're open to sort of having, you know, more discussions with community members, maybe even coming back to have some kind of open house or town hall on the Kenai Peninsula. They said they don't currently have plans to come back to do any more cloud seeding next summer, but, you know, I think it's a little early to know.
And that was Anchorage Press reporter Max Graham. You can read his full story on anchoragepress.com. And that's it for tonight's news. You are listening to KBBI AM 890 in Homer, 88.1 FM in Seward through translator K201AO, and online at kbbi.org. News tips and story ideas can be emailed to news@kbbi.org. On KBBI tonight at 7 p.m. is Faking Friday with David Snyder, and at 9 p.m. is Blues Etc., hosted by J.O. Coming up tomorrow, Saturday, at 11 a.m. is a live broadcast of the fisheries debate with candidates for U.S. House from 11 to noon and U.S. Senate from noon to 1 p.m. Then at 7 p.m. is SetNet, hosted by Robert Walsh. Taking a look at the weather forecast for Homer tonight, there's a slight chance of rain after 1 a.m. with patchy fog before 10 p.m., otherwise mostly cloudy skies and a low around 53 degrees, southwest wind around 5 miles per hour becoming southeast after midnight. Tonight in Seward, partly cloudy skies and a low around 49 degrees with south wind around 5 miles per hour becoming calm. Saturday, mostly sunny, a high near 59 degrees with northwest wind around 10 miles per hour. Thanks for listening. Good evening.